This is Rebecca Miles for the WBAI Evening News. Last night, thousands of people turned out in New York's Greenwich Village to protest the surge in homosexual attacks at an evening march and vigil. The vigil was for Mark Carson, a young gay man who was shot to death on Saturday. A man, Elliot Morales, has been charged with murder as a hate crime as he uttered gay insults before the shooting, according to police. A group that combats anti-gay violence plans to fan out to various areas on Friday nights through June to talk to people about safety. And public schools are being asked to hold assemblies or other discussions of hate crimes and bullying before the summer break. Bill Dodd is a longtime gay activist and lives not far from where Mark Carson was killed in the doorway of the former Barnes & Noble on the corner of 8th Street and 6th Avenue when he was walking with his companion.
I think it's a good way to spread awareness of this awful death. It's important to keep it in perspective. The police have already made an arrest. The Manhattan DA has it on his desk, and let's hope that there's a thorough investigation and that we learn more about what happened and that the charges brought against him are fair. That said, what I'm interested in hearing but didn't managed to hear any from all these politicians who turned this into a PR bonanza for themselves is some ideas on how to reckon with homophobia and violence on the street, in the schools, and around this city. And this is a serious challenge because we have an LGBT high school, but it was never meant to be a long-term thing. What are the schools doing? Instead, we get news of a special program about hate crimes. No, it's got to be a lot more than that. The pressure, sometimes outrage can trigger consequences. And that the pressure that's being put on here today, I hope it doesn't veer into vengeance. This is, and also jumping to conclusions, look at the Central Park 5 case, or Darun Ravi, the webcam spying case across the river, where a lot of public pressure helped to escalate what was two felony charges to 15 felonies and misdemeanors. One concern that this will bring more police to the West Village, and the police have already and will continue to target even more young people of color for stops and frisks. So we got to be a little, calibrated and measured and nuanced about how to address episodes like this and keep it in perspective.
Earlier this morning, another hate crime occurred in downtown Manhattan when two men were walking up Broadway in Soho when two other men started shouting anti-gay slurs at them, according to police. They were reportedly shouting pato and maricon, Spanish slurs used against black and gay people. They reportedly called them in English effing faggots. The shouting developed into a physical confrontation, and the two aggressors punched one of the victims repeatedly in the face. Police arrested two suspects in the area shortly after. The suspects, Fabian Ortez and Pedro Jimenez, are being charged with assault as a hate crime, which is a felony. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.